The iconic composer and conductor Leonard Bernstein once said that music can name the unnameable and communicate the unknowable. Through these difficult times of the pandemic and all the social upheaval, many of us have been turning to music to soothe our souls, calm our nerves, and just keep in touch with others. And much of our listening has had to take place alone in our homes, listening to recordings, or maybe watching online.
Can you hear the prayer of the children on bended knee in the shadow of an unknown room? Empty eyes with no more tears to cry, turning heavenward toward the crying, Jesus, help me to see the morning light of one more day. But if I should die before I wake, I pray my soul to take. Can you feel the hearts of the children aching for home, for something of their very own, reaching hands with nothing to hold on to, but hope for a better day, a better day.
We've been listening to part of Kurt Bester's Prayer of the Children, arranged by Andrea S. Klaus. It was performed here by the Group BC. Members are baritone Wesley McCleary Small, bass Rob Henderson, tenor Brandon Little, and my guest today, tenor Shane Blumicki. Hi there, Shane, and welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, Shane, you're a professional singer here in Huntsville, and I imagine that when musical life shut down, along with much of normal life, you found yourself pretty much out of work as you had known it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The good thing about where I'm particularly employed, I sing at Church of the Nativity Episcopal. They've been gracious enough to be able to keep bringing me in to record things for services. I know Wesley has also been involved with his church. Yeah, as far as the rest of our work is concerned, Wesley is a teacher. Brandon is a cruise ship employee. Their entire careers were halted, so it just threw our lives up in the air all together, all at once.
If I'm remembering correctly, you were in the middle of a run of Mozart's opera Così fan tutte right when everything shut down, like in the middle of your run, the venue closed. That must have been a huge disappointment.
It was incredible. I've never had that happen before, obviously.
The show must go on doesn't really apply anymore, does it? The show had
right,
to stop.
Right, there's no building to have the show.
Right.
We can't have the show, especially in a scenario where it's any kind of dangerous for anyone to be there.
Right. Well, you know, during the shutdown, I found myself watching more musical content online, and I came across your group singing, of course, individually in your little boxes. Had the four of you sung together before?
Yes, actually, we've been singing together for at least 7 years now. We all met together singing in the mountains of Western North Carolina at a place called Lake Junaluska. Dr. Melody Galloway, the director at the time of the Lake Junaluska Singers, got in contact with each of us through one way or another. We joined together for this audition group for a summer. We would live at the lake and sing for their services as well as tour across the Southeast and sing at Methodist churches across the southeastern portion of the nation. We all met there.
Before the pandemic, had you sung, we'll say together, but individually online? Was this a new thing just born out of this adaptation for the pandemic?
Absolutely. We had never done anything like this before. So yeah, Wesley is actually the one who got us singing on the Acapella app. It's an app that's free on the App Store for any Apple user. We absolutely just one day decided, hey, we can't go any period of time without singing together, so we got to make this work somehow. And I mean, we're making it work as we can.
Let's listen to a little more of your music. Here's the text of the 23rd Psalm, arranged by Bobby McFerrin and dedicated to his mother, which you guys posted on Mother's Day. So let's take a listen to that, and then we'll come back and talk.
The Lord is my shepherd, I am all I need. She makes me lie down in green meadows, beside the still waters she
The 23rd Psalm, arranged here by vocalist Bobby McFerrin and performed by my guest today, Shane Blumicki, along with Brandon Little, Wesley McCleary Small, and Rob Henderson. Shane, does sacred music hold a special appeal for you, or do you feel like it's just good music that should be performed?
I feel like, well, and we all really feel like it's about the good music. 80% of vocal ensemble music throughout the history of Western music is going to be sacred, so a lot of our repertoire, especially in this time where we can't sit and hash things out together, is going to be of a sacred variety. But that's not to say that we are, you know, beholden to singing sacred music. I know that we just did a Billy Joel song, and we have a few more in the can, as it were, as we work towards having just a more various rep to pull from.
Like you say, not all of your musical offerings have been sacred. For Memorial Day, you all sang a beautiful song called In Flanders Field. Could you tell us a little about that piece?
In Flanders Fields is a World War I poem that was written by John McCrae after one of his friends died in a battle in Belgium in 1915. We've been singing that song together for almost a decade, and it felt really poignant, especially in the middle of all of the protests and just general unrest in the country right now, that while we do honor our veterans, because we have family members that are serving either currently or previously in our armed forces, that we honor them, but also do something a little bit more pensive and reflective upon the nature of war itself,
right.
What we're giving up in order to achieve the freedoms that we want and need to live.
As I was looking up the composer for this when I first heard it, I found several different musical settings of this particular text by John McCrae. It's been done by several composers. What do you like about this piece that you're doing today by Stephen Chatman?
The thing about it is just the vocal lines are very well crafted, and the intertwining and voice crossing is really just stunning. And the way that the voices duet, it's the tenors and the basses split into different functions, but we play off each other, and it's very intricate, but also just pristine. It's text painted very well. We just really feel like that piece does a lot to show the other side of patriotism.
Let's all listen to that in Flanders Field.
In Flanders Fields, the poppies grow between the crosses, one row that mark a place, and in the sky, the lark still brings.
In Flanders Field, written by Stephen Chatman. Shane, that piece is so beautiful. Who puts all of these individual parts together for your group? Who does the technical work? You said that Wesley was the one that kind of turned you on to this method of recording. Is he the one that produces all of this for you?
He does. We'll build it from either Rob or myself, and we'll set the tempo and the cutoff and everything. And then we'll just add a video on, each of us. And as when we get to the four, Wesley will then start to tinker with, like, room reverb. He will start to lower gain here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he got much more familiar with it as he was working with it through his school. And he wanted to let you know now it's just a game of what sounds good.
Right. He's done a marvelous job. It's just beautiful. I wanted to ask you, in doing these videos that you record of yourself, is there anything different about singing into your computer as opposed to singing next to your colleagues or singing in front of an audience?
It's night and day. I live and die by my singer next to me. Like, it's so hard to know if I'm blending or if I'm sticking out too much or if I'm breathing at the right time. We take so much for granted in vocal ensembles as far as the performing together aspect of it. That's what I miss most, and it's hard, especially putting it all together, trying to match not just all the technical things sonically or trying to match all these things aurally, but we are also then trying to make decisions about things musically, and that's a little harder to purvey without being together.
I'm sure. Let's listen to one more piece from your group. You posted this piece on Independence Day, and while it's gorgeous, it seems an unconventional choice. Can you tell us what you chose and why?
So normally we, as a group, love a big flashy 4th of July show. That generally goes back to our work with Dr. Galloway, and it's normally a big passion of ours to really celebrate the story, the entire story of what it is to be an American. So we had our plans as to, you know, releasing more than one song on the Independence Day or which songs. And really, when we looked at And So It Goes, we decided initially that we weren't going to do it because, you know, we wanted to still, while we honor the current struggles, we also wanted to look forward to being proud of being American again. But as the year went on, because, you know, if we're planning a big 4th of show, we were planning that since our first recording, if I'm honest. In that process, as more and more unarmed black people were killed by the police and more protests broke out across the country, as three of the four of us are black men in this country, and it really hit hard for us that at any point, at any time, we could be a statistic in this. We could be one of the news stories. And we couldn't find it in ourselves to have our usual fervor and mirth. And it just felt like as our deadline got closer and closer and we were looking for something to express how we felt, everything kept coming back to that Billy Joel song, And So It Goes.
And So It Goes.
Wesley does an amazing job with the solo. I love that man's voice. And I think he really captured the sadness that we were feeling, but also the hope that we have that we can achieve better.
Well, and you bring that through in your performance. Let's listen to And So It Goes, written by Billy Joel and performed for us here by Group BC.
In every heart there is a room, a sanctuary safe and strong, to heal the wounds from lovers past, until a new one comes along. I spoke to you in cautious tones, you answered me with no pretense. And still I feel I said too much. My silence is my self-defense. And every time I've held a rose, it seems I only felt the thorns. And so it goes, and so it goes. And so will you soon, I suppose. But if my silence made you grieve, then that would be my worst mistake. So I will share this room with you, and you can have this heart to break. And this is why my eyes are closed. It's just as well for all I've seen. And so it goes, and so it goes. And you're the only one who knows. So I would choose to be with you. That's if the choice were mine to make.
But you can make decisions too, and you can have this heart to break.
And that was Group BC. The members are Rob Henderson, Brandon Little, Wesley McCleary-Small, and my guest today, Shane Blumicky, singing And So It Goes. Shane, watching and listening to these posts you guys have done during the pandemic brought to my mind a quote from Leonard Bernstein: "This will be our reply to violence, to make music more intensely, more beautifully, more devotedly than ever before." Do you feel your music making has changed during this time of the pandemic and all the social upheaval that's going on? I mean, obviously, you've got some technical challenges now and you're not together, but do you feel in yourself that anything has changed?
Well, yeah, it feels vastly more vulnerable now. Recording together is, for me, a lot safer, and in that I can lean on my fellow singers and the music will still be served, in fact, maybe served in a greater purpose. But singing by myself into an empty room at, you know, an iPad is very, very strange, and definitely creates an environment of you just have to throw things at the wall, and if they don't stick, you have to do it again. And I will tell you, some of these songs took dozens of takes to get right.
Okay, Shane, so if listeners wanted to go back and hear these songs that I played today, or maybe even stay tuned for new music that you have coming up in the future, where could they find that online?
You can find us on Instagram at thegroup_BC, all lowercase.
Okay.
And the same at facebook.com/thegroup_BC.
Okay, so Shane, give us some more good news. Are you singing anywhere else these days? I mean, you mentioned you're still singing at your church recorded to put on the online services. Have you got anything else going on?
No, not personally at the moment. I know that Wesley is very active as far as recording with his fellow choir members, and also does living room cabarets and, you know, these different ways of trying to still perform while all staying separate, or, you know. Brandon especially is having trouble finding work. He's a cruise ship performer, and as we know, they that industry does not currently exist.
They're not sailing anytime soon, yeah.
Yeah, so he's struggling, but, you know, as long as we can find ways to make music with each other, that's what this whole project has been about, is to cope with the fears and the struggles that we're going through now by doing what we always do and just singing with each other to heal our own heart.
You've certainly done a lot of healing for all of us that have been listening online, and I hope others will go and listen too. And Shane, thank you so much for taking time to talk to me and the listeners here on Morning Blend. We'll keep hearing you online, and I hope you have a great day and stay safe out there, okay?
Thanks. You too, Doreen. Have a good day.